Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The text is Luke chapter 1, the first part of the 30th verse. The angel said, "Fear not, Mary." My dear friend, brief, to the point, and very businesslike. That seems to have been the manner and the style of the angel Gabriel when he came to announce to Mary that she was to be the mother of our Lord Jesus Christ. The message to Mary was not the first which Gabriel announced relative to the coming of Jesus Christ. The gospel writer Luke, in the first chapter, tells us that Gabriel had already appeared to Zacharias to inform him that he and his wife were to be the parents of the way preparer. What was that? The parents of the way preparer, John the Baptist, the one who would prepare for the ministry of our Lord Jesus Christ. There was a common denominator in the angel Gabriel's message to both Zacharias and also to Mary. That common denominator was the imperative, "Fear not." Fear not, Zacharias. Fear not, Mary. One can well understand why the angel might want to say, "Fear not," when he addresses human beings in the way in which he came to Zacharias and also to Mary. For angels don't regularly appear to human beings. And we would be quite startled, too, if an angel came and appeared to us in the ordinary performance of our daily tasks, or even at private or public prayer. So we would be startled, as Mary must have been startled, too, when a messenger from heaven came and spoke to her. And so it was quite appropriate for Gabriel to say, "Fear not." But there is something deeper behind the word "fear not." For when an angel comes from heaven, then there comes one who is confirmed in righteousness and holiness and bliss. And when that kind of creature of God appears before sinful human beings, the sinful human being is more than startled. He's frightened, for the appearance of such a creature from heaven is a reminder of sin. So you and I, sinful human beings, would need a "fear not," too, if an angel came, even as Zacharias and Mary needed that "fear not" from the angel. And if the angel would come and appear to us today, he would address us, I think, similarly. "Fear not. Fear not, for there is a word from heaven for you." Spiritual fear is removed when the curse of sin is removed from the heart of the human being. And the angel Gabriel came to declare just how God was going to complete and fulfill his deliverance of mankind from the power of sin. For the angel said that Mary would give birth to a son and would call his name Jesus. An angel would also tell Joseph that the name was Jesus, for he would save his people from their sins. There is no hope for sin except in Jesus Christ, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. And so, when the Lord comes to us with his gospel proclamation, he accompanies that gospel proclamation with a gospel imperative: "Fear not." Can this "fear not" really be carried out and executed? It surely can, because it comes from an almighty God. Mary was puzzled when she was told that she would give birth to a child, for she was a virgin and would remain a virgin, too, until the Christ was to be born. She said, "How can this be?" The answer comes, "The power of the highest shall overshadow you. Yes, with God nothing is impossible. Those very laws which the Almighty God placed into the universe will have to yield to his alteration when he comes to say to mankind, 'Fear not.'" And so in that word, "fear not," There is power, the power of the Almighty God. This fear not is not something temporary either, for this ephemeral existence upon our terrestrial ball, this fear not has eternity behind it. For the angel said that the kingdom of the Christ who would be born would be an eternal kingdom. There would be no end to it. And so God's fear not to you and me is an eternal fear not. Contemplating these things today on March 25, 9 months before the day when we will celebrate again the Nativity of our Lord, we are not surprised that at that Nativity we will hear an angel say to some startled and frightened Jewish shepherds, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord." Fear not, that is the sum and substance of God's message to mankind in Christ Jesus. Some pastors at Christmas time say, "Let the spirit of Christmas live all year long." Yet we anticipate the fear not message of Christmas today as we take note of the Annunciation of the birth of our Lord to Mary. And in this fear not, there is the full beauty of what the Lord said through the prophet Isaiah, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Amen.